Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Dale.
It's good to see you.
He's our pet expert at WGN Radio. And I thought of Steve when I saw a story about the other guest who is in our studio, and that's Jody Whitaker. Jody, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Jody is the leader of the Chicago Alliance for Animals. The story is, when you come downtown Chicago, you'll see those horse carriages, and it's quaint and charming. Oh, we're in this great old city, and we're taking a horse-drawn carriage ride through the streets. It's a great date night, Friday or Saturday night. Do you ever think about the condition of the horses? And that's what Jody has been doing for a long time. And Steve, you're aware of this whole debate as well. Jody, tell me a little bit about how you became interested in this.
We decided in 2015 to work on a campaign to ban the horse carriages. We weren't aware at the time of all the violations. Once we educated ourselves on the laws and started going down and watching them and documenting them, we realized the horses are overworked every single time they're out.
So is your problem that they're overworked? They have 6-hour shifts that they're supposed to be pulling carriages around. They can't work more than 6 hours. If they were only working 5, would you be okay?
No. There's many other issues. They work them when it's too hot. We were down on the 4th of July this year, and they were working 3 horses in 91-degree weather.
And the laws, they can't even be doing it over 90, right?
Right, at Northerly Island. So that's where the temperature is taken at Northerly Island, which is basically in the lake. So it's bound to be cooler at Northerly Island than on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, and what's more, I've seen videos of these horses that have been taken. I mean, this is not someone's opinion. It's video. I'm looking at it. I'm watching it. And the horse is lame. What's the horse out there working for?
What do you mean lame?
The limping. You know, or you could see open sores on some of these horses.
The story in the Tribune said that the owners say that they're not driving their cash cows, if you will, too hard. I mean, it's not in their interest. They say those sores in one case were chestnuts, which
That's
are natural
true.
Growths, and that the injuries weren't so severe. It could have been self-inflicted while the horse was just walking. It's not as bad as you guys are making it out to be.
We actually have video of that horse that was mentioned in the Tribune article. He did have chestnuts, but he also had open sores, and he was limping. And his tail was tied to the harness that day, so he couldn't swat his tail to get flies off his legs.
Where do the horses live when they're not there?
Antique Coach and Carriage's stable is at Clybourne, just north of Fullerton. It's a small, dilapidated warehouse that they call a stable.
It's kind of like a Ritz-Carlton for horses, huh? Not quite.
It's cages for horses.
Yeah. And horses, you know, the appropriate enrichment for horses is to give them some opportunity every single day to go out and graze. I mean, that's kind of 101. You don't have to be a horse expert, and I don't claim to be, to know that. How often are they given that opportunity?
Well, if they are living in the city, there is no requirement for turnout, which means there's no requirement to allow them to be in grass or pasture, to socialize with other horses,
A horse that lives on Clybourne sounds sad to me. That just sounds like, you showed me, do you have the picture? I know
sure.
This is bad radio, but I just want to look at it for a second. So that looks like a small manufacturing building. There could be a dry cleaners in there. It's just a small, low-rise.
Yeah, nobody knows.
And look at it's not two stories tall.
The size compared to that van.
It's right. So there's a van, white van parked in front of it, and it's about twice as long as the van.
And cities increasingly all over
horses
the country.
Horses live in there, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. All over the country, cities have said, well, enough is enough. I mean, it looks quaint. It seems like it's nice. It can attract tourists, but there are other ways to do all of that. And this just isn't right.
Oh, other cities have banned it?
Many.
Really?
Yep. You know, the public is changing. The public no longer wants animals exploited for profit. We have, Chicago Alliance for Animals has more than 200 business endorsements. Just 3 of those endorsements have more than 10 million supporters.
Is it fair to tell somebody, though, whose business it is, that they can't have their business anymore?
When you break the law day in and day out, then yes, we do.
Okay.
They had 334 violations in 2017 alone. They overworked the horses every single time we're out. There were 2 horses I'm sorry, 3 horses overworked Sunday. There were 5 horses overworked last Saturday.
How do you know all of this?
Because we go down to the stand at 10 or 11 a.m. and we stay down there all day until 10 or 11 at night.
You sit there with a watch and a notepad and you notice how long the horse has been out there?
Yes. And we call the police and we call Business Affairs and Consumer Protection and we call Chicago Animal Care and Control.
What's the difference?
And nobody does anything.
Yeah. There are volunteers that do this. Jody, I don't believe, is down there 24/7. Oh. But you have a staff of volunteers that do this.
Yes, we have volunteers who do it.
And I wonder what animal control thinks. Like, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do if I get the animal control call? You know, if there's a raccoon in somebody's garage, I can go get that and remove it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about a quote-unquote overworked horse.
Well,
at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday, nobody answers or calls us back from Chicago Animal Care and Control. I get a call Monday morning, but that's not helping the horses who are overworked on Saturday and Sunday nights.
Yeah. And in defense of Chicago Animal Care and Control, it really isn't their wheelhouse. It is
true.
The definition of what they're supposed to do. I get that. But horses are not their specialty. We live in an urban environment, and your point is well taken. What do they do?
Well, you know? Business Affairs and Consumer Protection should have an inspector at least on call on Saturday and Sunday nights.
What's the definition of working? In the Tribune article, as I recall, one of the owners said, is it the amount of time the horse is standing on the side of the street, or is it the amount of time the horse is pulling a carriage? I mean, you know,
well, according
does
to
it matter
these...
to the horse if at the seventh hour he's still standing there, he's just not working?
Well, you know, are the drivers who are sitting on the back of a carriage, are they considered working?
Sure they are.
Well, we've got 334 violations. These came from the City of Chicago Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. I didn't create these. These came from the city that show violations and basically state that the horse was observed in operation at the horse carriage stand from 12:56 p.m. to 10:22 p.m., which far surpasses the allowed hours for 24-hour period. So the city breaks it down by the time the horse arrives at the stand to the time as long as the horse is there. They don't break it down by ride.
Is there any alternatives? Go ahead, Steve.
No, you have a dog. Would you have your dog go all day without water? You know, and your dog isn't outside working necessarily, as these horses are, and sometimes they go all day without water. I mean, and the thing is that these operators, I wasn't as on board as I am now some number of years ago, but these operators have been given a chance, and then another chance, and then another chance, then another chance.
How many violations were there, did you say?
334 in 2017. The problem is they still have this many violations. It's just that BACP is not doing their job. I mean, we were down there Saturday, we were down there Sunday, and they're not down there documenting. And we had a meeting with the mayor last Thursday where a representative from BACP actually stated that the operators cannot be cited if an inspector does not witness the violation him or herself. If you use that logic, does that mean a crime doesn't take place if the police don't witness it?
630 texted in and said, thank goodness for these people. Animals are not for profit. Animals are. We eat animals. So I will present to you, somebody else said, 219. Okay, John, let's hear the other side of the story. I thought the Tribune did a pretty good job about it. And Steve, I kind of wanted you to referee both sides of this. You've looked at both sides. And
at one point in time, I was more, you know, in the middle, John, but... Again, given a chance and then given another chance, and I'm not talking about all of those hundreds of violations, literally hundreds. I'm talking about over the years. And the city has at one point even adjusted what is fair and not fair in defense of the operators. But this continues, and, you know, other cities have shown us that you don't need them. You can attract tourists. You can do other things. So,
but if I may, Steve.
Yes, sir.
You don't need them. Who's the you in this? The person whose business it is providing horse carriage rides, they need them. This is what they do. I don't know if it's their sole means of income, but this is their business.
But if you break the law, should you allowed to keep your business? If
yeah.
I went to work every single day and broke the law at my job, I wouldn't expect to keep that job. They've proven time and time again they're breaking the law. These are laws that were created with the input of veterinarians and equine experts. I didn't create these laws. There are laws on the books, and they're not following them.
What's more, John, and these are not... So this isn't only breaking the law, which Jody is right, but these are living, breathing things with feelings. Horses are that, and it's just wrong to let it go on like they have.
Steve, what's the status of the ordinance on
So
this?
Right now, the two aldermen who are most affected by this, interestingly enough, are the aldermen who stood up and said, you know what, we have to sponsor a bill and get this through.
And we have 26 official co-sponsors on O2019-4125, the ordinance that would ban the horse carriages. We have 32 total aldermen have told us they support a horse carriage ban. We have the support. The ordinance is sitting in the license committee. Mayor Lightfoot needs to make or allow the democratic process to work, allow this bill to be heard next Wednesday in the license committee. And if it passes, it should be allowed to go to a full vote in the full city council meeting.
Well, in Chicago, the council goes as the alderman goes in whose district an item is represented. So if your guy is green lighting this, it sounds like once it gets out of committee, it goes.
But it's not getting out of committee. That's the problem.
Once it goes out of committee.
And if it doesn't get heard next Wednesday, that means the licenses for these horses, the horse carriage operators, are going to be renewed. And they're going to be allowed to work these horses for another full year, overwork the horses, not provide water, work them when it's too hot. And no city official is stopping it.
In our studio right now, Steve Dale, you recognize his voice. He's heard Sunday mornings on WGN Radio at 6:30 a.m. And also Jody Whitaker, the leader of the Chicago Alliance for Animals. Lots of calls and texts about this, you guys. I think people are a little torn about it. It's heartbreaking what you're saying.
But what's the other side? What are they saying on the other side?
Well, one of them is on the phone. He just called in. So we'll give him his due. But I think even as a consumer, I think we like the idea of the things that make Chicago a great city, and one of them is the horse-drawn carriage rides.
I don't believe people think that. We have been down on the streets for 3 years. Four years.
Hold on 1 second. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up here. This is WGN. Steve Dale is here, WGN Radio's very own pet behavior consultant, and Jody Whitaker. Did you see the story about her, the Chicago Alliance for Animals? There's an ordinance that is not out of committee to make illegal those horse-drawn carriages. Jody and Steve, we've got some calls. Fair enough.
Sure.
We'll start with Jim. You're on WGN. Jim, thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Hi. I would like to say, in response to a number of things that Ms. Whitaker has brought up, basically all of them.
Hey, Jim, you are the owner of, or you work at, you are the owner of Great Lakes Horse and Carriage. Is that right?
Correct.
So are these your horses and carriages we're talking about?
Some of them, correct.
Okay, so what has she said that you don't agree with?
Well, let's start with the stalls where the horses are kept in the antique coach and carriage barn. They are all within parameters set up by the Illinois Department of Agriculture of what is acceptable to keep horses in. And the city of Chicago has come and measured and inspected that facility. So they're not kept there all the time. It's not like they don't see the light of day ever. And they are cycled in and out.
After working a 12-hour day, they go.
Talk about that for a second, Jim. What about the hours? It seems like that's the thing that got you in trouble to begin with here, if you hadn't been working in
past
6 hours.
Well, the six-hour workday has never reflected our standards and practices. And approximately 5 years ago, the horse and carriage owners brought this to the attention of BACP. And about the same time that we were addressing where the temperature was to be taken, it used to be taken at O'Hare Field, which is nowhere near where we work.
I see.
And we asked to have it moved to Northerly Island, which the city accepted, because at Northerly Island is the official NOAA weather station for the lakefront.
What is your thought about that?
Well, I'm looking at 21 violations from James Rogers from BACP. One I happen to look at is work hours and then weather limitations. So working horse when it's hotter than 90 degrees and working a horse from 1256 to 1032
p.m. If you look back and look at the weather station, which that is supposed to be taken from, I was never out on the street while it was above 90 degrees at the weather station at Northerly Island.
BACP determined that he was breaking the law. I've got 21 violations right here from the city of Chicago.
If you go back and look at the weather data from the NOAA website, you will see that those horses were never worked when it was above 90 degrees. And then also,
go ahead, Jim.
While we are out working, and it does become over 90 degrees, we are allowed to finish the ride with our passengers, rest the horse for up to 15 minutes, and then we are told to leave.
Jim, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you called in. I'm going to run out of time here, but the bottom line is your contention is, though she might not agree with this, that you are in compliance with the rules. Is that right?
Right. And we are trying and have been trying to negotiate in this six-hour rule to define what exactly it is.
Yeah, I think that's
the city's defined
thing.
It.
Yeah, but
I mean, because if the horse is if the horse can stand in its stall just as well as it can stand in between a ride and rest.
Jim, right. Are you working when you're sitting on top of a horse?
That's the second time you said that, and I get the point. That's clever, but really, is it that much different if the horse is standing on the streets in Chicago or standing over there and quote unquote not working? It's a horse standing. So how much more onerous is it for
right,
the horse?
But if it's way over hours and that temperature, as we talked about off the air on the asphalt, really, you know, so the air temperature can be one thing, but that temperature in reality where these horses are could well be on some days over 100 degrees.
Let's follow this ordinance. Jim, thank you for calling in. I'll give you more time next time we do this. Good luck to you. What's the website for your organization?
ChicagoAllianceForAnimals.org. Can I just mention the city took the carriage operators to court last summer, allowed each company to settle, got rid of many of their violations and fines, and yet they didn't even comply with the terms of that settlement, which was submitting logbooks on the first of each month.
We are out of time. We'll follow the ordinance
Thank
with you,
John.
You, Steve. Thank you both for coming in. Jim, thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. This is WGN.